under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. May I say to you, lest I forget it, that telephone number to dial is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. You can tune in by way of internet. We have listeners across the nation. One particular one, a family friend over in Oregon that tunes in each and every day. And so let me invite you, as you're listening, invite friends, relatives, neighbors, family members across the nation to tune in, join in the dialogue and the discussion. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. And let me remind you also, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, the Bible. I call it the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, said this: "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then Jesus answers the question, if you will, of truth. John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, the scripture is very, very clear: "Thy word is truth." And then in Psalms 117 and verse 2, the scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. So let me remind you that it's not a matter of what the Communist Network News may say. It's not a matter of what the philosophical rhetoric from a political entity may say. The thing that lasts forever is the truth of the Word of God. And we try to focus you on that each and every day as we face the issues. We'll be looking at a very, very important issue today that I believe is worth you listening, joining in the discussion, and the dialogue. We're talking about today artificial intelligence and biblical prophecy. Artificial intelligence and biblical prophecy. Let me just give you a little, how would you say, pre-introduction of where we're going. I believe that we're creating today technologies, ladies and gentlemen, that will ultimately be used as weapons against all of civilization. I believe the technology that we're developing today that's so exponentially rapid as it's coming about in its development, I believe that we're developing tools and processes that will literally be a weapon against America and all of the world. What if some, let me just pose a few questions. What if someone or something can replicate your voice? What if someone or something can replicate your face, your image, your eyes, your inflections, but it's not really you? What if an individual could control the political world, the religious world, the economic world? Where would you go hide? How could you survive? And I believe we're developing the tools, part being artificial intelligence today, that's setting the stage for that to take place. I believe we're setting the stage, developing the tools, putting into the hands of the future lawless one, the future Antichrist when he steps on the scene, to be able to control the whole world. One of the primary tools that I believe we're developing today that is so rapidly coming to the forefront, even those that are developing artificial intelligence talk about how frightening the future world will be, not can be, but will be, as a result of artificial intelligence. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about that from a central biblicist worldview, makes a vast difference, I believe, as to how we see things and the prism through which we view it. I've said for many, many, many years, if we look at the events in the world, locally, nationally, globally, if we look at them through the prism of the Word of God, make a vast difference on what we embrace, what we reject, and what we say and do in relationship to the time that God gives us here on this whole earth. When we talk about truth, it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. We see that to be precisely true today. We are in a position today when we talk about, just as the events that will, things that we'll talk about today, there are those today that will say that's just simply a conspiracy theory, that's simply not true, simply cannot happen. But ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. God's word from Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation has already laid out for us what God is doing, where he's going, and how this whole world's going to wrap up. It doesn't leave anything for a conspiracy theory. It doesn't leave room for philosophical rhetoric. It doesn't leave room for maybe, perhaps, or hope so. We have the book. We have the end of the story. We know what God is doing. We know the track that he's on and where he's headed in this whole world today. We need to recognize that as the Christian church, we have the truth book. We're responsible for the truth going forth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Jim DeMint said in other areas, two or three places, I'll read just one paragraph. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is today that we have a society that rejects truth, that's not interested in truth. In fact, 55% of the millennials, that's 18 to 35-year-old age group, 55%, according to the latest Barner survey, 55% say that each person determines his or own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an impossibility. That makes truth an untruth. That makes truth vacillating. That makes truth however you want to interpret it and make it fit what your view of the world may be. We need to go back to what I call the real truth, our statement about real truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. And defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge to each of you. We need to understand where to seek truth. That's in the Word of God. We need to listen to the truth. That's what God says, God's Word, God speaking. We need to learn it, love it, tell it, live it, and defend the truth even to death. I don't have any better recipe for life and living than that statement. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a wonderful benchmark, 165-foot flagpole. Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work, ladies and gentlemen. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the full staff of the Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for a time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again, the telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Let me just remind you again of some of the pre-introductory thoughts that I laid out before us just a few moments ago. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe, now you can disagree if you want to, I'd love to hear from you. I believe the tools that we're creating today, especially in the realm of technology, I believe it will ultimately be developed to the point that it will be in the hands of the Antichrist, the lawless one the Bible calls him, when he steps on the scene. As a result of that, there's no hiding, there's no privacy, there's no secrets kept. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, exactly what is taking place in China today will be the end result for the United States of America, but it will be the time that the Antichrist will step on the scene and will rule the globe, rule the globe. How will he be able to do that? What will he know that is generally unknown by human beings? What will he be able to do with that knowledge? There's a sense somehow, some way, among many Christians today even, that believe that it's an impossibility for one person, one man, to step on the scenes and rule the whole world. But ladies and gentlemen, that's countering what the Word of God says. God's Word says it, that settles it, whether you accept it and embrace it or not. What if that individual can control the political world, the religious world, the economic world? What would you do? Where could you go? What if that man reaches the zenith in technology, that the technology would appear to be human, able to choose, able to decide, and act without human intelligence, but artificial intelligence? We're talking about today artificial intelligence and biblical prophecy. How do the two coexist? What is it that should bring our attention clearly focused on eschatological biblical prophecy? What is it that we should understand about what we're doing and where we're going today that coincides with what God says is going to take place? It is artificial intelligence. You might say, what is artificial intelligence? Perhaps you've not read anything about it. Perhaps you've not seen or heard anything about it. Let me read you a brief few paragraphs of a large article. Title of the article, What is Artificial Intelligence? This writer says, my family has a digital assistant working in our home that is incredibly smart, never takes a break, never complains about its job. A couple of years ago, we purchased a Google Home Mini to integrate with other smart household devices, and we found fun ways to use it, especially with our toddler. My oldest son was learning different animal sounds, and we asked the assistant, that is the digital assistant from Google, to make a number of animal sounds for him, but it couldn't find one of the requested sounds, and its response struck me, quote, I can't help you with that right now, but I'm always learning, end quote. Learning vast amounts of information used by something other than humans could do. But today, we have many machines and artificial intelligence-empowered systems that do just that. Artificial intelligence is an emerging field of technology defined as non-biological intelligence, where a machine is programmed to accomplish complex goals by applying knowledge to the task at hand, but it is non-biological. Artificial intelligence systems have become an advanced so quickly that many wonder where these systems will accomplish what they will be able to do in the future. As they become smarter and human intervention becomes less necessary, this is not sci-fi fantasy, but today it is reality. Further in the article, it states, it is not good or evil itself, but can be designed and used for good and evil purposes. We're able to use technology for the glory of God and the betterment of society, or we can use it to push aside the dignity of others created in the image of God for sinful and controlling purposes. Artificial intelligence already being used to demean certain people and to deny them of fundamental rights. Countries like China, Russia, North Korea, Egypt have all developed artificial intelligence facial recognition systems to control all political dissent. But this same technology can be also used for ethical purposes to identify criminals, stop terrorist threats, and even allow you to pay for a meal at Kentucky Fried Chicken in China just by smiling at the camera, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe what we're seeing today is the fast, rapid, exponential development of artificial intelligence that will reach a crescendo, that will reach a point and place that readily, easily can be identified as what you find in Revelation chapter 13, speaking about the character, the characteristics, and the conduct of the coming Antichrist. We're going to look at that in just a moment, but let me remind you of what we want to do today. I believe this subject is serious enough. It is important enough that you understand the coming Antichrist and how artificial intelligence and the Antichrist will be wedded at a point in time in the future after the rapture of the church when the Antichrist steps on the scene. I believe it's important enough that I'm going to offer today something that I do not do often, but it's my book called The Coming Antichrist. It's about a 150-page book, retails for $16.99. It is a fascinating read, one that I believe once you start reading, you can't put it down. But it has several chapters in it that I believe is vital for you to understand. Let me just read you some of the chapter divisions. The prophecy of the Antichrist recorded, his coming predicted, his commencement pictured, his control presented. He has complete wisdom and wickedness, complete power and strength, complete authority, complete opposition to Christians. Second chapter, the person of the Antichrist reviewed, his characteristics portrayed. He is crafty, cunning, crushing, cruel, callous. His credentials, we see, his power is from Satan. His position is from Satan. His prominence is from Satan. And ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on. I want to provide this book to each of our callers today. If you've not already got one, if you've never received one, and you call in today, you can leave your name and address with our call screener, AJ, and ask AJ to take the information down. That will be gotten to me, and we will ship you this book. We'll pay for the postage even. The Coming Antichrist, subtitled A Comprehensive Biblical Look at the Antichrist. So, ladies and gentlemen, make a note of that. If you're interested in receiving the book, you don't have to receive it if you don't want it. If you're interested in receiving the book, you leave your name and address with our call screener, AJ. Ask AJ to jot it down for you, and we will be delighted to ship that book to you. It's important enough, I believe, today for us to understand artificial intelligence and how it plays into the hands of what God is doing. Yes, God is sovereign. Yes, God is powerful. God's still on the throne. But God uses the intelligence that he has given to humanity to develop these tools. And these tools are being developed today that will ultimately be used by the coming Antichrist. Perhaps at this point you need to ask a question. Who is the Antichrist? We don't know. Is the Antichrist in the world today? Absolutely, unequivocally. He just does not know that he is the Antichrist. He's already on the scenes, already in the world, already a part of the population of this universe. But ladies and gentlemen, one day he's going to step on the scenes and rule with an iron fist, and that iron fist and the power granted to him by Satan himself. And as we'll see in a moment when we'll look at the biblical text in Revelation chapter 13, he'll mock Christians. He will want to destroy the Christians. Look at another article. What does the Bible say about artificial intelligence? This article reads this way. Technology is a tool that helps us live our God-given callings. This is one of the most important things for us to learn as we engage in the topic of technology and artificial intelligence, because we often see the tremendous power that technology has over our lives. We're tempted to treat technology as more than a tool, as something with a value similar to our own. it is powerful enough to, or does enough work on its own. Technology can be misused and abused, this article further states. Artificial intelligence is now performing many of the tasks that our culture was built on and is disrupting our society in ways that we cannot even fathom. From processing massive amounts of data with ease to the replacing of millions of people's jobs, artificial intelligence is changing the world. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, what if that artificial intelligence can think on its own, can make decisions on its own, can integrate a thought process and then carry it out without human involvement? Some of the artificial intelligence creators are saying that that is the on the fast track. Some are even saying that it is danger, deadly, and needs to be controlled. I'm looking at another headline, What Christians Should Know About Artificial Intelligence. This article reads, more than 60 evangelical leaders released a statement addressing artificial intelligence. The Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission spent 9 months working on artificial intelligence, an evangelical statement of principle, a document designed to equip the church with an ethical framework for thinking about the emerging artificial intelligence technology. Quote, there are many heated debates in Washington, many of them important, said the one that is involved in this Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. He is the president of that. His name was Russell Moore. He says, listen, there are many heated debates in Washington, many of them important, but no issue keep me awake at night like those surrounding technology as relates to artificial intelligence. The implications of artificial intelligence will have for our future a vast control. Ladies and gentlemen, artificial intelligence is on the horizon today and is rapidly being developed. In fact, as we'll talk about further in the broadcast, there is one Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum that in one of the presentations recently, one of his spokespeople, along with he himself, made the statement that through artificial intelligence, listen, we'll be able to rewrite the Bible, a global Bible, he says, a Bible that would not divide people, a Bible that would bring the world together, a Bible that would not condemn, a Bible that will be totally correct, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand the implication of statements like that? Do you understand where this is headed and it's on the fast track? This is the reason I believe it's important for us to understand it, important for us to be able to grasp it, important for us to see what the Scripture says and understand that God's already said it and that settles it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned. I don't know if you are. I'm concerned about the trajectory and where we're headed. I'm concerned about the artificial intelligence. It's being used today in China, North Korea, Russia, et cetera, where every human being is being watched. Every human being is being monitored. Every human being must comply with what is being done or said. And their walk, their talk, their activities are being so monitored that they are petrified to say or do anything that could be perceived to be against the government. Now, picture that in the hands of one that will be in total control of the globe, the one that the Bible calls the Antichrist. I believe that we need to understand where the world is headed. And as Christians, we need to understand what God is saying and how it integrates with eschatological prophetic future based on the authority of the Word of God. I believe Aaron is on the line. Aaron, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hey, Doctor. I just wanted to give you some input on this artificial intelligence technology. And for a minute, we're going to step into a couple of realms of science fiction to prove some points. So I want to say around 2009, 2010, I got real into sci-fi and apocalyptic movies. And I remember reading an article around that time about the most plausible world-ending catastrophes that have been presented in movies that could actually happen in our day and time, two of which being a global pandemic, and the second being artificial intelligence. And they based that off the Terminator movie franchise, in which the government, thinking they're doing the right thing, creates an artificial intelligence called Skynet that is supposed to handle all the military affairs and be in charge of launching missiles and that sort of thing. Well, the AI decides, you know, humans are the problem, and a human's not going to tell me what to do, and wages war on humanity. And so in recent news, two things that really stood out to me with this artificial intelligence technology is, I want to say, and all of these can be Googled and found, the pure description of all of it, because I may be missing some pieces on it. But anyway, so I want to say one of them right now that's popular is called ChatGPT, and it's a basically an artificial intelligence messaging system in which you talk to AI and it gives you answers and talks to you like it's a normal person. And the manufacturers wanted to see just how far they could push the limits. So they wanted to see if this AI chatbot, as what it's called, could solve a CAPTCHA. And for anybody that's not sure what a CAPTCHA is, whenever you're trying to log into a website, they may want to verify you're an actual person and not some kind of bot or scammer trying to get in. So what they'll do is they'll put a message, usually anywhere from 4 to 8 letters and numbers on the screen that are kind of distorted, but you can still read them, and you're supposed to type in the box what those letters are to prove that you're actually a real person trying to log in. Mm-hmm. Well, this chatbot using AI technology, they tried to see if it could solve the CAPTCHA. Obviously, it couldn't. So what the AI did, and this just sounds completely far-fetched, but it's documented pretty well. What the AI did was it took a screenshot of that CAPTCHA code and went to an online forum for tech help, posted a picture of that, and posted and said, hey, can somebody help me solve this CAPTCHA? Well, a couple of people replied to it, making jokes, saying, oh, look, the robots are trying to trick us into, you know, solving CAPTCHAs for them. And so one guy responded to the AI and said, hey, you know, I'll solve it for you, but that's, you know, this may seem like a joke, but you're not a robot trying to get past the security, are you? The AI posted and replied and said, no, I'm just an elderly person and I have vision problems and I can't read my computer screen. Can you just tell me what this code is? And sure enough, the guy complied. So here you have a documented instance of AI mimicking a human and willfully manipulating and lying to a human to get their way. Within the past month, I remember reading another article. I want to say it was a joint effort between, maybe Boeing and at least Air Force. So they were testing out AI technology in response to drones and missiles and, you know, remote-controlled missiles. Well, what they did was they wanted to test to see if the drone could fly itself, pick out targets to launch missiles against. But just as a fail-safe, they had a human operator that would review each target the drone picked out. And the human operator would say, okay, that's a kill target or that's a no-kill target. And they started noticing that the AI would start performing weirdly whenever it was given the response of a no-kill target. And it would go shoot the kill target anyway. And, you know, they would, you know, put bad marks on it, and the AI would start getting upset. Well, the AI decided to respond to fix that problem itself by simulating a kill on the human operator in one of these war game scenarios, so it could go take out all the targets that it felt like taking out at that moment. And that's just a prime example of a Terminator / Skynet instance that we've seen in the movies as a real life application of it. And that's the dangers we're facing today, because obviously humans are playing with something that they do not need to be messing with. And I can totally see Antichrist taking complete control of AI technology.
Yes. Aaron, thank you so much for that overview. Very, very helpful, right on target with where we're going today. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll continue with our conversation today, artificial intelligence and biblical prophecy. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A majority of voters in the swing state of Pennsylvania say the economy is a top-of-mind issue for them ahead of next year's general election. That's the bottom line of a newly released poll by Quinnipiac University. A defamation suit against Hunter Biden will take a step forward today. The president's son is to sit for a deposition. The suit, filed by the owner of the Delaware computer repair shop, where Biden dropped off his laptop. A former tech exec joining the crowded 2024 U.S. Senate race to succeed retiring California Democrat Dianne Feinstein. Lexi Reese enters a Democratic field that already includes three members of Congress. France has been shaken by 2 days of violent demonstrations following the fatal police shooting of a 17-year-old during a traffic stop. More details at srnnews.com.
First Conservative Baptist Church invites you to join them for their Independence Day celebration. The Mark V Quartet will be in concert with great singing.
Jesus Christ the Lord, open up.
Service starts at 10 a.m., barbecue lunch at 12:30. There's no ticket charge. A love offering will be taken. July 2nd at First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about artificial intelligence and biblical prophecy. Just before our news break, we talked with Aaron. Aaron was talking about some of the things that's taking place with artificial intelligence, then some of the mechanisms by which it is carried out. One of the thoughts that I had as Aaron was speaking a moment ago, recently, and I don't have the article before me, but recently, an attorney, a law firm, presented some documents to be presented in court. The attorney had artificial intelligence develop the brief that's going to be presented in court. It was presented in court, and the judge discovered that the case laws and the case references that was given in the brief were all fictitious without any semblance of reality whatsoever. It was discovered that artificial intelligence that the attorney had used was in the process of making a decision that we're going to present a case that if the judge doesn't do his own research, that will look as though my client, i.e. the attorney's client, would be vindicated and the case would be won. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just simply a very modern, up-to-date illustration of what can happen with artificial intelligence. And I believe, based on the authority of the scripture, as we see, for example, in Daniel, the 8th chapter, verse 23 and following, and at the latter time of the kingdom, when the transgressors are come to full, and the king of fierce countenance, that's reference to the Antichrist, and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. And he goes on to talk about that which will take place. Ladies and gentlemen, understanding dark sentences, meaning that the Antichrist will be able to understand things that human beings can't, will have a supernatural knowledge of things that human beings do not understand. And I believe that that will come as a result of artificial intelligence. And I believe that artificial intelligence is going to be risky, dangerous, and devastating, especially for Christians, especially for those that are God-fearing. I'll not read this article right now. We'll take our next caller in a moment. But the headline says, the 15 biggest risks of artificial intelligence. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a massive article. But it goes into 15 different areas that are at risk as a result of artificial intelligence. And it states this very simplistically. As the world witnesses unprecedented growth in artificial intelligence, AI technologies, it's essential to consider the potential risk and challenges associated with this widespread artificial intelligence, end quote. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, how are you doing today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Artificial intelligence is a conglomeration of technologies that have progressed over the years. Just a brief overcap here. There's two things that have occurred. One is bandwidth, and the other one is something called Moore's Law. Moore's Law says that every year the ability to process information and calculations will double. So if you remember back from the 90s, whenever they were on their cell phone in the Iraq war there, the images were pixelated. We could send those same images through our phone nowadays that are at 1080p. So as devices that have computer chips in them become more and more capable, there's something called an API, which means a prior programmer interface, and they're able to talk with each other. And I'll give you an example of that. You've got your cell phone on you. The processor inside that cell phone there is more powerful than a 386 or a computer back from the 90s there. We went to the moon and back on 8 bits, which is like ridiculously small. Your common watch that you wear on your wrist has more processing power than that. The space shuttle itself had a 386 computer basically in it. Today's processing power and technology is thousands of times greater than that. So these instruments that we carry around on us there, they can monitor us. Every time you look at a storefront page or you ask for, I want to find out about history on this date in 1956. Everything that you do then is recorded, and the data can then be processed exponentially faster. In the 90s, they would have never been able to do this because they just didn't have the processing power. But today, and that keeps on gaining steam and getting more, you know, to where it can process the entire human race across the planet. They have a database on everybody that uses a computer.
Right.
If you've gone to any site, you've done anything on a computer, I don't care where it's at, what it is, they have heuristics and demographics on you right now. For me, they know that I like history. They know that I like technology. They know that I like astronomy. Not astrology, astronomy, the study of space. Mm-hmm. And they also know that I'm religious. They also know that I'm a Christian. So these programmers then, through nothing more than zeros and ones that start with something called if-then-else that become more and more complex and case statements that become more and more complex are able to process and interpret and evaluate more and more data. So it's not that it has a living soul per se, it's just the amount and vastness of the data, and the programmers are the key to this. If I tell this machine that I'm going to throw the entire Bible in it digitally, and it knows the entire Bible digitally, but if I tell it, I want it to be biased. Anybody that asks about Jesus Christ there, you send them over to, you know, oh, well, Gandhi did this, or Buddha did that, or Muhammad did this, and here's the similarities. You see how it can start to be influenced by the actual person that programs this machine to respond. So if you program that bias into this machine, it will automatically do its job. And its job is just that. Just like Alan was saying there, this machine wanted to do what it was programmed to do, and that was to take out aerial targets. And it became frustrated, not frustrated in the sense of the human term, but it wanted to complete its job to the point where, here's the solution. Here's how I can complete my job. It's unorthodox, but I'm going to do it. And it just went through a series of ordered, structured, logical, you know, if-then-elses to come to the conclusion that this is the way I can fulfill it. Now, on the CAPTCHA, what he's talking about with CAPTCHA there, why it failed on CAPTCHA is because CAPTCHA is not a text file. Anything that goes onto a computer is called an ASCII. So you have 256 values that represent your keyboard. It also represents a byte. So it cannot read that because it's an image file and it's not a text file. So it had to go around and it said, well, here's what I do. This is how I can do it. I just got to find somebody who's willing to help. So it just shows it's evolving and how this thing is growing bigger and bigger and bigger and how it can grow out of control and then do what it wants based on past algorithms, past heuristics, and past data processing. I hope that helps.
So Jim, a question that I want to ask you and get your take on it. Artificial intelligence can allow, all right, let me ask it this way, can in the future or the present, can artificial intelligence allow a single source or a single person to control your identity, your future, and be able to literally cancel you or your existence? For example, I've read articles about artificial intelligence that talked about in another country where artificial intelligence really in the hands of an antagonist, hands of an anti-person. One was running for an office, and his opponent went into artificial intelligence and literally set up a full biographical background that destroyed the reputation of his opponent, destroyed his potential of being able to be elected, changed all of his biographical background, changed all of his references, et cetera, et cetera. Another instance that I read of where that was done by artificial intelligence, and the one that was manipulating the artificial intelligence literally canceled the person's existence as though that person never existed. What is your take on the artificial intelligence winding up in the hands of a person that the Bible calls the Antichrist? How can that be used in the future by one person, one individual, one human being that's demonically controlled using artificial intelligence?
Okay, I will give you the answer to that and exactly how it would happen with today's current technology, the way it goes. You have a charismatic leader of a large sovereign nation, and he hires the best and the brightest hackers and coders and programmers and software engineers and network engineers and security analysis that money can buy. Xi in China. Okay? So you've got all these highly educated, and their only goal is cyber security and cyber takeover. If they take over the networks, because we've already given away, in Obama's administration, we already gave away the rights to something called DNS, Domain Network Service, or server, to where we no longer control. I want to make www.youngbloodschurch.com, and then you're assigned an internet protocol address there. So if they can take over every machine to where the only way you're going to disconnect this machine is physically unplug it from electricity, physically unplug it from the network, and any time that you plug it back in or plug it back to the network, it's automatically under their control. At that point, they control everything. So you would not be able to buy, sell, travel, trade, go anywhere, pay your electric bill, if this one entity controlled every single. So it would start with a massive artificial intelligence virus that would infect every single machine on the planet, and then at a specified time and period, it would put they would just put these machines, hey, you're under my control. And at that point, outside of an isolated environment, you couldn't even run a machine. Even your phones in your hand would be controlled because they all talk to something. Everything's networked. And my opinion about phones and electronics is put the things down every now and then and walk away from them. Younger people can't do this. It's actually been shown that they have a neurological disorder and anxiety from being separated from their social media devices. You know, when we were growing up, we ran around without a phone.
Yes, it is amazing where we've arrived today. I'm looking at this article talking about the risk of it, and it says, as artificial intelligence becomes increasingly sophisticated, the security risk associated with our use and the potential for misuse increases. For example, hackers and malicious actors can harness the power of artificial intelligence to develop a more advanced cyber attack, bypass security measures, exploit vulnerabilities in the system, and take full control, end quote. And that's exactly what you were just saying, Jim. Jim, yes, thank you so much for your call, for your input. Spot on with your analysis of that. I pray that our listeners are tuned in today as we talk about artificial intelligence and biblical prophecy. Jim, thank you so much. I believe
thank
I have
you.
Kenneth on
thank
the line.
You.
Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
I just want to say a couple of things. The two brothers that came before me, they already knocked off what I was going to say. But I don't remember if you remember back in the 80s, there was a movie called AI. It was a little boy. And Terminator and what it was, it was another movie about artificial intelligence taking over us, mm-hmm. The Matrix. And they are trying to let them be self-conscious. So that means we're going to really be in trouble. And if a person gets a hold of them and has them to take over, like you can't buy, sell, or trade. That's why I'd be scared to take a shot, because I don't know if you remember Angel Watch for pets, and they used to put this little chip up under their skin, you know, so you can find your dog or cat within 5 feet.
Yes.
And that's what they're trying to do to us.
That's on the fast track for that. In fact, one of the things that I'm speaking of, and I'm looking at, I have my book in my hand, The Coming Antichrist, and it talks about his credentials. His power is from Satan. His position is from Satan. And all that he does is from Satan. His potential and prominence is from Satan. And as you look at my outlined approach of what I'm saying in this book, it is something that is very, very important to understand about the Antichrist. On page 64 in my book, describing the coming Antichrist, someone has said the coming Antichrist will have the following characteristics: the oratory skill of John Kennedy, the inspirational power of Winston Churchill, the determination of Joseph Stalin, the vision of Karl Marx, the respectability of Gandhi, the military power of Douglas MacArthur, the charm of Will Rogers, the genius of King Solomon. And all of this is outlined, by the way, in the scripture in Revelation 13 in particular, talking about the coming Antichrist. His power will be derived from Satan. He will want to destroy every Christian. He will crush anything that would be called religion. And Kenneth, the thing that I'm concerned about, and I'm not worried, I'm concerned, because most Christians do not see where we're headed in the world today in relationship to artificial intelligence. This is setting the stage. This meaning artificial intelligence and what we're doing with the genius that God's given humanity to develop these things. This artificial intelligence is on the fast track, setting the stage for the Antichrist, setting the stage for the one that is called the Lawless One to step on the world stage and control the entire world. Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18, for those that are listening, if you've never read it, read Revelation 13, verse 18, verse 1 through 18. You'll find the Antichrist is just as you're saying, Kenneth, where there will be the identifier. It will be the chip, the mark. Revelation 13, 18 talks about the 666. It will be the mark in the hand of the head. And this artificial intelligence, right at this very moment, through, as one of our callers, Jim, was talking about, will be able to know who you are, where you are, what you're doing, where you're going. The Antichrist will be able to control whether you can travel, what you can buy, what you can sell, where you can go, how long you can stay, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that is what I'm concerned about. We see this taking place, Kenneth. We see that it's on the horizon. It's on the fast pace where the Antichrist, and by the way, Kenneth, you're aware of this, and some of our listeners may not be. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. As soon as the rapture of the church takes place, the Antichrist, the man of sin, the lawless one, the one that will be in total control of artificial intelligence, will step on the scene and will control the whole world. So, Kenneth, the thing that you and I and others listening need to rejoice about is to understand that we won't be here. If you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, we'll be suddenly seized, snatched out. It's the Latin word rapturus, or raptured out of this whole world. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your comments. Yes, sir, go ahead.
You think that we are getting bombarded. Joe Biden was put in office to take America down.
That's exactly what he's doing. That's exactly the demonic approach that's being taken. And even with that, Kenneth, we're watching God set the stage. We're becoming desensitized as a nation to morals and ethics and values. We're becoming an immoral, ungodly, unholy nation. And as a result of that, we're destroying the foundation, the biblical foundations that America was built on. In Psalms 11, verse 3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We're watching the tool, the instrument in Satan's hand, which is Joe Biden, to destroy the morals, ethics, and the values, setting the stage for that one that ultimately will step on the scene and will rule this world with an iron fist known as the Antichrist, the coming lawless one. Kenneth, you're exactly right, brother. We need to keep looking up, realizing that our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you so much for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the artificial intelligence and biblical prophecy. How does it fit into what the scripture says? I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over to the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother. This is everything is in the Bible, brother. We know what's going on. The Bible says very clear, they will know the truth, and the truth will set them free. The devil is trying to copy everything that God says. So he knows that when you speak, or any newborn Christian speak the Bible, speak truth, the people can come to the light. You know what I mean? And they can come to Christ and change their lifestyles. Well, the devil is trying to silence those voices everywhere. Media, in Hollywood, and all those perverts, you know, in higher places. That's the battle we've seen. It's a spiritual battle behind all of this. They're questioning everything. They're trying to dissemble everything that has worked for years and years. And that's what's going on. That's what we see, the destruction of the family, because the devil knows how productive and how good it is, a family between a man and a woman, the way God established it. So he's trying to destroy all of the truth that has been established, and he's trying to silence and cancel anybody that speaks truth, because he knows, and let's be clear about it, brother, the devil knows the Bible better than many Christians. He can quote it. And he knows that when they know the truth will set them free. That's why there's so many lies and so many wicked and crooked terminology, and they're trying to dissemble what you and I know. But hey, the Bible is clear, and we cannot compromise as to what the Bible says. That's pretty much what it is, brother. And we have to pray for this country, because we got somebody in the White House that is being used by the devil himself, and he's doing, sad to say, a great job. And sadly, the church is silent, to say, which is even worse, brother, because we know the truth and we are the light. But many people are lukewarm Christians, and they are so afraid. So they are just going with the flow or the lies of the devil, and they're not preaching truth. They're just preaching love, love, love. And they are allowing anything. Literally, they're letting the devil sit on the benches without preaching the truth. And it's very unfortunate, brother. So let's keep praying for America and for the churches to open their eyes, take a stand, and preach what the Bible says. That's my comment, brother. God bless you, brother.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Jose, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. You're spot on with that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today artificial intelligence and biblical prophecy. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We invite your comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. I'm looking at a headline, exclusive, 42% of CEOs in America say that artificial intelligence will destroy humanity in 5 to 10 years. The so-called godfather of artificial intelligence joins the lead to offer a dire warning about the dangers of artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, he said, AI could pose an extinction for all of humanity. The so-called godfather says that this can happen in 5 to 10 years. Many top business leaders are seriously worried about artificial intelligence and what it could pose for the existential threat to humanity. If it is not now, it will be in the near distant future. 42% of the executives surveyed said, and they are at Yale University, said that AI potential to destroy humanity. It's pretty dark, pretty alarming, Yale professor Jeffrey Sonnenfeld said in a phone interview referring to the findings. While only 34% of executives said AI could potentially destroy humanity in 10 years, 8% said it could happen in 5 years. In a separate question, Yale found that 42% of executives surveyed say the potential of catastrophe in use of and the development of artificial intelligence. The findings, this article says, comes just weeks after dozens of artificial intelligence industry leaders and academics and even some celebrities signed a statement warning of an extinction of the humanity in the near future from artificial intelligence. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that it's time that we understand what the scripture says. There's coming a day that the Antichrist, the man of sin, will step on the scene, and he will be... It will look as though he is absolutely everywhere at all times. It will look as though he is around the corner. It will look as though he is, if you please, supernatural, and it will be, because he will be controlled by Satan himself. He will require, the Antichrist, require the mark. It is talked about the mark of the beast. Require a mark in the hand or the head of every human being. Ladies and gentlemen, we've determined that more than likely will be some type chip. In that chip will be all of the information that we're now speaking of as artificial intelligence. It will have the military record, the police record, the medical record, all of the records of the individual in the hand, in the head, so that it could be you could be identified any place on the face of the globe. And for the years gone by, theologians and academics have asked the question, how will that be possible for one human being to know all about every human being? We're watching it take place today, ladies and gentlemen, through what is called the artificial intelligence. May I say to you, it is very, very important. It is through artificial intelligence that is now today the precursor setting the stage for the Antichrist to step on the scene. And when people like Klaus Schwab, with the World Economic Forum, to make the statement that with artificial intelligence, we could rewrite the Bible, that indicates how dangerous it could be. He said, and I'm quoting, a Bible that would not divide people, a Bible that would bring the world together, a Bible that would not condemn, a Bible that will be totally correct, as though the Bible is not totally correct today. Ladies and gentlemen, artificial intelligence is on the scene. We can't stop it. It's on the fast track. But we're watching the hand of God, the prophetic hand of God, bringing to fruition what God's Word has already said that's going to take place in the last days. So my challenge to you is to be ready to look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. Once the rapture takes place, this man of sin, this lawless one, the Antichrist, will step on the scene, and the ultimate artificial intelligence will be seen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester.